This is Nigel Williams here for Neil Pringle this week on BBC Sussex Breakfast. 22 minutes past 8. A Sussex mother feels she could be deported, and she fears this all because of what the family is calling Britain's unfair immigration laws.
We're a family together, and we have a whole extended family unit here in Eastbourne. We've got she has her grandparents, she has her life here with her aunties and uncles and cousins, and this is a whole family unit.
That's Dominic James, who married an American, Katie, 10 years ago and lives together with their two-year-old daughter in Eastbourne. But on Saturday, she was told she had to leave the country. It's all because of tough new immigration laws, meaning a British citizen has to earn $18,600 a year to keep their non-EU spouse in the UK. Earlier, Katie told BBC Sussex her case hadn't been looked at properly by immigration officials.
It's confusing. We're not really sure why, and it's basically they're saying that we're not approved on the basis of our partnership. And they didn't consider the application on the basis of me being a parent, which is ridiculous because the whole entire application was formed on me, on my relationship, you know, with my daughter too, and how I need to be able to stay with her here, and that she needs her mother. And we put this huge case together with like lots of support from the local community, my daughter's doctor, her nursery, a family's church, you know, all wrote letters in support of us. And it's like they completely disregarded all that information and didn't even look at the fact that I'm a mother. They didn't take that into consideration, even though that's what our case was based on.
So, confused? Well, maybe we can sort it out. Listening to that is Bryony Rest, who's an immigration lawyer with the law firm David Gray. Bryony, I'm befuddled by this because it seems like we've got a normal family situation, loving couple, nice child, 2 years old, and yet they're going to be split up because of immigration laws.
Yes.
How so?
Well, the difficulty is that the UK's laws were changed about 4 years ago, and a minimum income threshold was brought in, which has to be met in order to sponsor a partner to stay in the UK. Because Katie's currently come into the UK as a visitor, she can't switch to be a partner under the rules themselves. But if she can show she meets the exceptions to the rules, one of those exceptions is if you've got a child who's British or who's lived here for 7 years, and it wouldn't be reasonable for that child to relocate outside the UK, then you can still be granted leave. And I'm surprised that given the age of her child, that she hasn't been given leave on that basis. It does sound to me like it hasn't been looked at properly.
Okay, so do you think they missed some detail there, not read what she's put in on her application form?
Yes, possibly, or have just viewed it very harshly. I mean, I understand she has been given a right of appeal, and I would suggest she does appeal because I think it would have a possible chance on appeal.
How much time does she have to do that? She says she's been given 14 days, I think. So do you register an appeal within that 14
yes.
days, and then you get a leave, a sort of stay from that?
Yes. As long as she's applied before her visa ran out, then she can appeal within 14 days, and she remains here legally until the appeal's decided, which it could take 6 months, it could take up to a year, it depends on appeal listing times, which can be quite slow. But in the meantime, at least the family could stay together. But the issue is, if the appeal didn't succeed, she would have to leave the UK and be able to show that her partner earned this $18,600 to be able to come back in, and that's what most people have to meet.
Okay, so this is $18,600 across a year?
It's a gross income, yes. It's got to be across a year, but the way it's calculated is as long as you can show you've earned that consistently for 6 months if you're employed, then that's multiplied up to a year. If someone is self-employed, and my understanding is that Dominic has his own business, it is more complicated because you've got to show what you've earned in the last tax year. And, of course, with self-employment, you often don't file your tax return until quite a lot later after your accounting year's concluded.
Yes, tell me about it. So I'm
in a last year basis.
So why is it about money now? Because like we say, emotionally we're looking at this and going, well, that's fine, isn't it? It's a British person with a child. Yeah,
British child. Yeah,
a British child. So why is it about money?
Well, it is all about the money, really, it appears, in terms of the Home Office these days. I think the purpose of the rules was legitimate in that it was seeking to make sure that people who come to the UK can be supported properly without claiming any benefits and at an adequate standard of living, which I think is right. We don't want to create a subculture of people living on the breadline, and also we don't want people coming into the UK relying on public funds like benefits. And the £18,600 was set at the working tax credit threshold. But as all these kind of blunt rules, it has a lot of harsh effects on reasonable people. So, for example, say we have clients that have come to the UK meeting the rules, then whilst they're here, one of them loses their job, and suddenly they don't meet the rules, and then they're facing having to leave. Well, that seems a bit topsy-turvy.
In this situation, how much hope do you think that they're going to be able to sort this out would you have if you were representing them?
Well, I would tell them to definitely appeal. I think they've got a reasonable chance on appeal. But in the meantime, while they're waiting for the appeal to come to court, it may be that Dominic's earnings will increase, or he files his tax return and can show he earns the threshold. Things may change. In addition, just recently, in March, a case was heard before the Supreme Court challenging these rules altogether. And we're waiting for the judgment to come out on that. So the law may change.
I'm sure it will. Bryony, thank you for shedding some light and bringing your expertise to the programme this morning.